few Goldilocks Bears podcasts with Vincent Cloud,
John Nemitz,
David Lauer.
And this is the show where we talk about our loves and our hates and our indifferences. But before we do any of that, we start off with a segment where we talk about old topics, and we have some follow-ups or fuelo-ups, right?
Oh, yes.
In a segment that we call a deja few. Go ahead, whoever.
Yeah, so we recently talked about movie sequels and whatnot, and just got to say, Dave, you're so wrong about Fury Road. I was over at my boss's house, and he has like this theater room, and he's like, oh, what, you know, what's a good thing we should put on? And he happened to scroll by Fury Road. I'm like, oh yeah, let's just watch the opening of that. And it's just so perfect, like the first 20 minutes or whatever of it, when they're just like world building, getting to know what's going on, like everything's so beautiful looking and like so cool. I don't know how you could not like that movie.
Well, yeah, it looks great because you're in like a theater room, but let me ask you one question. What was your favorite line of dialogue?
Didn't need it. I also love silent movies. And like, I think they drew a lot off of silent movies in that sense of like, you know, everything's done through visual storytelling. Yeah, that is definitely not a quotable movie. I'll give you that much.
What is it? Oh, what a lovely day, or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I got one. Witness me.
So there's two quotes.
We are not your property. Do not become addicted to water.
God. So, should we get the show started? I am not going to start this episode off because I did it last time.
Yeah, why don't you kick it off, Dave? I feel like...
Oh, damn it. I thought I was winning that, like, battle of the awkward silences there. I was like, I'll be quiet for a long time. So, I love the album Minutes to Midnight by Linkin Park. It was their album that came out in 2007. It's their third album overall. There was Hybrid Theory and Meteora. This album is they kind of go away from that nu metal sound of the first two albums and kind of do a little bit less of the nu metal, a little bit less rapping by Mike Shinoda. So it's like a different sound overall. When I first heard this album, like when I first bought it, I was disappointed because I was a little confused because they sounded so different than the Linkin Park I knew. So like, but it's an acquired taste because I listen to this album so much because I don't know, like back in the day, I just had like my CD player in my truck and I only had, you know, a handful of CDs. And I listened to this album just nonstop. And I went from not really caring for it a whole lot to it being one of my favorite albums of all time. Like, it's so good. And, like, I just hadn't really thought about this album at all until a couple weeks ago. It was Valentine's Day. And they have a song on this album named Valentine's Day. So I went and I was listening to that song, and then I just started to listen to the whole album again, and it brought back all these memories, because this album came out when I was like 21, 22, so this album is so great, just because there's so many, like, every song is great on it, but it's like a different side of Linkin Park, where it's very, like, emotional. The lyrics are absolutely incredible, like, just... looking at the lyrics as you're listening to the album and reading the lyrics, it's one of the most, like, beautifully written albums I think ever. And every single song on here is great. I don't know, that's all I can really say. I'm like, it's just phenomenal top to bottom.
Shit. I am also a big Linkin Park fan, but I didn't like this at the beginning too. In fact, I think I only really started to like it like just recently because I was going back through their stuff and I was like, yeah, this is different. It's production. That's the main thing that makes it different. Rick Rubin is the producer and he's been quoted as a reducer. He likes to strip shit out, you know? And that in Linkin Park is all about filling that space with all these different weird noises and stuff. And this is not that, you know, it is very stripped down. And then, but they return to their old ways after this with A Thousand Suns and Living Things, right? So because like that's them, that's their unique sound. So cool that they changed it up because their critics were like, oh, Hybrid Theory and Meteor are like the exact same album. So they were like, oh shit, we should change it up for ourselves and stuff, you know? Because they were like, oh, it was too easy replicating it for Meteora, you know? But see, now this is the thing though. I do like Mike's rapping, and that sucks. There's only like two songs that he raps on, maybe three, you know? And I like that when he's there. It's just it is very different. You know, it's not my favorite, but I do like it. I will say that Valentine's Day is my favorite song on the album. I really like the last song. It's really awesome. What do you think, John?
I had not listened to this album before this week. I listened to it a couple times, leading up to this podcast. And I also wasn't able to give it full attention as like I had it on when I was working and stuff, but I enjoyed it as kind of background music. I was super into Hybrid Theory back when it first came out. Like when I was in high school, and I listened to that one a ton, and then just for whatever reason, never listened to any other album of theirs, and like haven't listened to that one in 20 years. So I don't know why. Like I never like started disliking them or anything. I just kind of forgot about them for some reason. But yeah, like to your. Both of your points, it was more kind of mellow and toned down than I was expecting from other stuff of theirs that I had heard. And there was a couple songs in there that I recognized just from something or another. I don't even know what, but just, you know, you hear it out in the world.
I have to mention the Dave, you said the lyrics were great. They were different. I mean, they're like I do like them as lyricists, but instead of Hybrid Theory and Meteora, we're like, oh, I'm young and I'm full of angst. They're like, oh, what about politicians and stuff? And that's where at that time I was like, yeah, that does suck. These are very adult themes, just not they're not talking about shit that I usually like them to talk about. Which is probably why I like Valentine's Day so much, because that's about like relationships and shit like that. And then swearing, we got swearing for this album. That was cool, right? I'm a fan of swearing. That's probably a future love. So
Oh,
yeah.
was there not swearing on their other albums?
Nope.
Keeping it clean, huh?
Yeah. So very
Didn't want to
different.
get that warning label at Walmart.
I really like the lyrics in a lot of the songs where it's just like it's super emotional lyrics where it's where they're kind of talking about like, you know, when they start off in something and they're so like hopeful and they're in love and they're happy, and then all these things go wrong, and then there's just like blame and anger and despair, and then you know, and just everything gets torn away and everything's horrible. And how can anything ever be good again? I don't know. They just go through like this story arc, and they do it in like multiple different songs, I felt like. And it was just something that like I'd never heard in any of their other music stuff, any of their other albums. But this really, like, for any band, I felt like just beginning to end, they managed to like get a really clean sound. And I'm sure it had a lot to do with Rick Rubin, like you said, because it was so stripped down. It was like the sound of everything just blended really well. Even like they even had it, there was a couple songs that were more rock songs, like their traditional Linkin Park songs, but then they mixed in that mellow stuff as well, and it just blended really well.
Okay. So for you Linkin Park fans, then you mentioned this was their third album. I could argue that it was their fourth album. Do you guys not
We don't
count?
talk about that one album.
You don't like Reanimation?
Not really. Like, it's okay.
No. All
I
right,
don't know.
fine.
It's like a sequel that nobody wanted to see. I don't know. Or a reboot, I guess.
Yeah. I like it. I did like it a lot. Favorite song is an
What is it
original.
a reboot of?
The first album.
Oh, really?
They get like all these DJs and people to remix their songs.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I also made fun of it when I first heard it. I'm like, this is fucking dumb, but I'm like, no, I kind of like this. So yeah. It was very bizarre for that to be your second album and it's just the first one.
It's like Clerks the cartoon, where
Oh.
the second episode was a flashback episode of the first episode.
Wow, that totally works. That's awesome.
One thing that Dave, you said that really I related to was you weren't into it at first, but then you got into it with more listens. Like that just seems so true with like so much music in general that like the stuff that's like really poppy and like easy to listen to often doesn't have the depth to like keep you coming back to it years later. And the stuff that really becomes like your favorite albums is maybe something harder to get into that, you know, it takes a more focused and more repeated listens to really understand what they're going for.
Yeah, it's very true.
I was gonna say mention real quick. I didn't listen like for no reason at all. Like I really loved Living Things as well, but I just didn't listen to their follow-up, Hunting Party, and then A New Light after that, and that was their last one. I just haven't listened to them. So yeah, I consider myself a fan, but for some reason it just kind of stopped. Dave, have you listened to those?
I haven't listened to them like beginning to end. I need to for sure. Like I know some of their songs on there and I've heard some of the songs and I like the songs, but I've never like actually sat down and listened to it beginning to end. Because that's what I liked about Minutes to Midnight is it seemed like a traditional like vinyl album where it was just like everything flowed together, like you know, like Abbey Road or like something from the Beatles, where you're just like, man, everything is good here. This everything has its place.
Well, they have that
So I
vinyl.
gotta listen to their other stuff.
They have that sound of the needle dropping on the vinyl at the very beginning of the album. That might have helped your opinion on
Yes. That's a subliminal
subliminal
messaging.
messaging.
It worked.
Oh my gosh. All right. So should we count to 12 and blow up? Oh God. Something else. Who wants to go next? I
I'll
can go if you
go.
want. Oh yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll do my background one as well. I hate junk mail. I guess both in real life and in email, but more so like in my actual mailbox. It's just like, how is this legal that people just like send me garbage that I have to like throw away and like I don't want this and like why like does it work? Like are people like signing up for like random credit card offers that they got in the mail and like all this stuff and like I've actually like made it my mission over the past few years to just like every time I get something, I try to make sure it never happens again. So I'll like go on the internet and like figure out how to unsubscribe from catalogs and like
Whoa.
like go to like call numbers to like stop sending me your coupon books and like there's like a I guess there's like a national thing that seems to work that you could just stop getting all credit card offers, which has been nice, but I don't know, it's just nice like when I open my mailbox, I want it to be something that I have to deal with or something I care about, not just like random junk that someone wants me to throw away for them.
Oh my gosh. Good for you that you open it and pay attention, because I'm pretty sure I just toss it and then people go through my garbage like, oh, let's steal this fucker's identity, you know? Yeah, I don't I wasn't really sure what to say about this. I'm like, I barely pay attention. I know I should. There's a lots of junk mail on my email, but that just goes directly to junk, it seems. You know, that private or that other folder. So yeah, I don't really have much to say about it, except that's cool that you can that you've decided to call them up and say, just stop it. Like, it's very Kramer of you. That's what he should have did. It wasn't Kramer. He was like, I don't want any mail anymore or at all or something. Yeah. What do you say, Dave?
Yeah, I was thinking of Seinfeld as well. He's just like, I want out. I'm done. Yeah, I get a lot of credit card offers, I feel like. I bought a house a couple years ago, and I get a lot of like home warranty emails or junk mail. And like also for whatever reason, like when I got my house, I think it like my name went out there either on credit reports, on like applying for the mortgage or what. But like, I think what happened is when my name got released or whatever, in order to obscure my identity, they only showed like the first three letters of my last name because I will get junk mail with a misspelt last name all the time, and it's always for like home warranty or like do you want windows on your house, like all this random stuff, and it's like this isn't even my last name, like why is the post office delivering shit, like I don't care that my address is on there, if my name isn't on it I don't want it, right? They need to go over that stuff and be like, all right, the name is wrong, just throw it in the garbage pile immediately.
Yeah, and then like another one is like if you ever donate money to any charity, then they just start sending you all this stuff. So I'm like, I'll call them up and like ask to opt out of it, but it just feels weird. Like I like you enough to give you money, but not to like receive mail from you. I'm sorry.
It's like giving money to a homeless person, just being like, please leave me alone.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's raise the flag up in the mailbox to signify a new topic, unless you guys have more to say. I don't. I do not. All right. I will go then. I will go with, let's change it up, right? It's all been hates. Oh, let's go with a love. I love badminton. Badminton. B-b-b-b. It's fucking okay. First of all, I'm good at it. That always helps, right? But not only am I good at
Can't
it,
hurt.
yeah, it stems from that my dad was in a relative sport, tennis, and he was a state champion. So I feel like it's in my blood that I should be hitting things across a net. You know what I mean? However, I find tennis to be very rigid. It's very strict in things like you can't be loose in tennis. But you can with badminton because the birdie floats. It gives you a little bit of time to get in your spot, you know. It can be played outside, easy setup, you know. Sometimes if you're a shorter person, you got to try and raise that volleyball net. It's a hassle, but not with the badminton net. Let's see here. Oh, okay. So I also, when I'm playing, I have a sneaky little technique that I do where I will strike the bird right at people's chest. So eventually, like, it'll just hit them, right? And then that'll be the point. And then I'll keep doing it, and then they'll get mad. And then eventually they're just going for my chest the entire time. So now I know exactly that I got to dodge this way because I know where they're going for. It's a little trick that I learned on the streets. So,
The badminton streets.
yeah. So, what do you guys got to say about it?
I like it when people call it bagminton.
Bagman.
I don't know. I have not had the opportunity to play badminton since high school, I think. Like, are you playing it often in a on a you know, like, when's the last time you played?
It's been years, but it was common enough. Like I've played it since high school for sure. It's just one of those things where like I prefer it over bean bags or cornhole, whatever you want to call it. I prefer it over horseshoes, you know, like all those outdoor games that people like to set up. I'm like, hey man, fucking, I'm there if there's some badminton, you know. Ping pong. It's too quick. It's fun, but it's too quick. And then also, what's the new craze? Pickleball?
Yeah, I
Is
was
that
going to
what it
ask you if you're afraid of pickleball taking away the tiny bit of real estate that badminton might have had left.
I don't understand it. Like, what sets it apart? I really have never played it, so I don't know.
I haven't either, but my boss is super into it. I think it's just kind of like halfway in between ping pong and tennis, basically.
And I think it's kind of popular because it's something that they can set up indoors, so like you don't need like a ton of real estate, so you can be like in a city and they can have pickleball courts that are inside.
But you never played?
No, I mean I totally agree with you. Badminton is the better version of ping pong, and it's the better version of tennis. Like, it's for outdoor games. It's awesome. It's better than volleyball because volleyball, there's sand on the ground. Nobody wants to get that sand everywhere. And like, you can dive towards the badminton, the, what is it called? A spatchcock? Or a.
Shuttlecock?
Why do I know that word? I don't know. Go ahead.
Have to do with
What is
like
it called?
cooking chickens or something.
Oh, is it shuttlecock for real, right?
Yeah. Spatchcocking is what you do with chicken. That's right.
Oh,
Okay.
okay.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Well,
Yeah.
it is
I
a
love
bird, right?
badminton.
It is a bird,
Yeah.
birdie, right?
It flies.
Jesus Christ.
I remember like the high school tournament we had in gym class. We did badminton for like 3 weeks straight, and there was like it was like a March Madness bracket that our gym teacher put together. Where at first we were all like in duos of like pairs, and we did a tournament, and then he broke us up and we're all just solos. And I did really well. It was like, 'cause I was kind of bad at a lot of sports, but badminton I was really good at. And I didn't win, but I got like, I was like the game before the championship game. So I got like third or fourth place.
Shit.
Like, it was so much fun.
That's awesome. Doubles can be fun. You could get yourself a partner. Yeah. I just overall love the game. If I could play it today, I would. All right, should we
Serve up the next
Yeah,
topic.
there you go. Dave, I believe, is next.
I don't even remember my topics.
You're indifferent to holidays.
Yes, I am indifferent to holidays.
You could have did your hate instead. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, we can do my hate. I actually do remember that. My hate is loud people. So there's many different types of loud people, and they can be, you know, some people who just talk super loud, who are using like they're not using their inside voice. And that's like my favorite thing to say is like, okay, use your inside voice. Like, I'm right here. You don't have to yell at me. Or like at work, like I work in like a smaller office, and there can be like five or six people in a smaller area. And if the phone rings, you pick up the phone, you're trying to talk to somebody, and somebody that you're talking to is alone. So they're talking in a normal, like quiet indoor voice. But I can barely hear them because there's people having a conversation next to me, and they hear that I'm on the phone. So rather than be quiet, they just get louder to talk over me because I'm the distraction to them. And they're so freaking loud. It's just some of these people, they have no like self-awareness of how loud they are. They're just in their own world, just yelling and hollering and screaming about their stupid story that they think is entertaining that nobody really wants to hear. And the second like they leave and walk out of the workspace, it's just immediately like peaceful and calming, and it's amazing. And I just hate these people.
I was going to mention that different types of loud people. I will throw out stompers, people that, listen to me walk across a fucking floor and then listen to someone else. Bam, 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 bam. You're like, what the fuck, man? And then there's the
Are you talking
people
about Matty Ice?
that that could apply to plenty of people that I know. But yeah, that would apply to him. My family members. Yeah, they're bam, bam, but you're like, Jesus. And I'm like, I feel like I'm a little delicate cat, just like, also, the fucking foot draggers in this world. Oh my God, that drives me insane. When you hear that shh, 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 like, holy fuck. Also, the loud chewers, the open mouth chewers. They're like, Jesus Christ. And then finally, this happened today, people that own fucking pickup trucks, they're like, they're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like,
Oh
thank
my
you for
God,
the
I
big
forgot about that.
yeah.
That's like the worst. I hate those people. The motorcycle riders and the big pickup truck with the modified exhaust.
Big billow of dark smoke in your fucking face. God damn it.
I swear, these people are like those loud truck driver people. I swear they're like, I just think of like cavemen where they're like, it make loud noise, me like.
I
Just,
remember
I
seeing
just don't feel like.
a web comic a while back where the guy goes to the shop asking to like make his exhaust as loud as possible, and the shop owner's like, I got something even better, and they show him driving off with a sign in the back of his truck that says like, vroom vroom, I'm the most special boy ever.
Oh, that's perfect.
Going back to a previous topic of travel, I will say that Americans live up to the stereotype of being loud and obnoxious out in public in other countries. Like you'll hear just like a group of people being like super obnoxious and loud, and you get close to them like, God damn it, they have American accents.
That's a bummer. Oh man. What about okay, so about nobody having an inside voice or people without that. What about David Lynch? He can't help it. He's always speaking like this. It's not his fault. You know any of my movies?
I know the
Do
movies. I don't know he talks like that.
Yeah, he does. That would explain his weird ass movies because he's just, he was probably, gawked at or mocked because of he always talks like this, So he's like, I'm gonna make a movie called Eraserhead. I'll show you all.
Well, another thing, like my dad worked in a factory for his entire employment, so his hearing is pretty bad. So like I will talk to him in what I consider to be a normal voice, and he just can't hear me. And like I feel super self-conscious, like raising my voice and stuff. But like on the other hand, like my sister, who's more close with my parents, is talking to them all the time. So she'll just talk really loud to them, and then often in other contexts as well, where it's not necessary or desired.
Oh no.
I mean, they have the television really loud at the house. That's another thing of loud people is just and then like loud music if you share like a wall with someone can be
Yeah.
annoying.
And people who had their volume on their cell phone turned way up. I was getting like an oil change at an auto shop, and the other person there had their volume up on their phone, and they're just playing like some, like, I don't know, like lottery or like type of game, like casino game, where they're just like hitting the button and you're just hearing the sound effect over and over, over and over for like 15 minutes straight. And I'm like, why are you listening to that? It's just obnoxious noise.
Or like people shouting into their
You want to
speakerphone
play
on like a city
your
bus or
game,
something.
just put it on mute.
So it sounds like we're all kind
They're just like
of.
shopping and screaming into their phone and it's on speaker.
It sounds like all three of us are kind of quiet men, right? I, for one, cannot really yell. I can't really raise my voice. It does the Seinfeld thing, like, comedic, like, you get the hell out of here, whatever. I just can't. I'm not very good at yelling. I know
Yeah,
that.
same. I was giving, like, I had to give a work presentation in like a room with like a couple hundred people in it. My coworker is like, "Oh, I don't need a microphone. I'll just project my voice." And he did. And I'm like, "I'll take the microphone, please."
I've learned with yelling that like if you try to get like really loud, sometimes the pitch of your voice will go up, but the secret is to keep the tone of your voice very low, because like a lower if like someone is deaf, they can't hear a high pitched voice as well. But if you have a low pitched voice, a deaf person can hear it better. And just because of the frequency of your voice, if you have a lower voice, it will project better and further. So the key is when you're yelling to try and keep a very deep tone of voice.
I will have to remember that when I'm blind with rage. Oh, have you guys ever? Okay, so I consider myself pretty quiet. I walk wrongly, I think. I think I tiptoe it or something. I don't know. But that's the reason why I twist my ankles a lot, because I don't walk properly.
You're trying to keep your walking steps quiet,
Yeah, like a
pretending you're in
feline,
high
man.
heels.
I guess something like that. But like, so anyways, that's from either wanting to be quiet or just, I don't know what made me start walking like that. Maybe I always have. But have you guys ever met the quiet people that are like super fucking quiet? I had a coworker, and she would just talk like this, like all the time. And you really have to zero in on what she was saying, you know? Like she was so quiet. It was very unusual, but that's funny.
Dude, yeah, I had a coworker, and it was at like a manufacturing building, like super loud industrial, like machines going all the time. And he was just the quietest, most soft-spoken person ever. And he was an awesome dude, really cool, really smart guy. But he just talked so soft. Like I just kept like nodding and be like, yeah. But like I swear I only caught like 20% of what he was saying.
There was a client where he was tall. He was like 6'5" or something like that, and kind of heavy, not too bad, but whatever, a little bit on him. But he was super fucking quiet, like walking around and stuff, and he was mute. He would never talk. So, but he could appear like right next to you. You never would have seen him or heard him. Like every time he would just appear in a room and you're like, I didn't know he was here. But there he is, like standing in this corner, like staring at you and shit like that. Like, do you need a snack? He's like, okay.
You
It's
rang.
like,
It's
yeah.
creepy and it's scary, but it beats the alternative of like hearing them pounding on the floor and slamming doors all the way up to you.
True. Yeah. Oh boy. All right, well, should we make noise and yell out
Tiptoe.
I mean, yeah. John, I think.
I am indifferent to salt and pepper on food. You just, there's a lot of people, you just sit down for a meal, they haven't even like tasted it yet, and they're just like dumping salt and pepper all over it. And like, I never understood why, because like, I don't even notice pepper to really make my food taste any different at all. Like, I don't know what it's doing for me. And I just don't like overly salty things. And I feel like no doctor has ever told somebody like you should eat more salt. So I'm like, oh well, if I don't feel like I need it, I'm not gonna like make it so like I can't eat food without it, like a lot of people seem to be. Even when I cook, like I don't really add much salt to stuff either. Like, I feel just like if you're using any like canned ingredients, they're gonna have a ton of salt in it already. Or if you're using like vegetable stock or broth or something like that, that's gonna be super salty or whatever already. So I just never really see the need for it.
I'm the same. It kind of like when I see people doing it, I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that's, I could spice it up, right? Those are spices, right? But like I only think of it when it comes to scrambled eggs and mashed potatoes. That's the only time I think of salt and pepper. Yeah. What about you,
Those are,
Dave?
yeah, those I need. Well, I would never put salt on my eggs, but I love pepper. I put pepper on a lot of things, more things that I don't put, like any kind of food I'm making. I usually don't put salt on it. Like you said, there's usually salt added into a lot of stuff. Like if you have tomato sauce on like spaghetti, like the can of Prego, it already has so much salt in it. You'd never need to salt it. I do love seasonings though, so I always put like garlic powder on stuff and onion powder and paprika and black pepper and crushed red pepper. I love putting seasonings on stuff. Salt is, yeah, it's in everything. I don't need any more salt. I usually get I always get the chicken stock that's low sodium. I'll get the canned vegetables that are no salt added. But yeah, I gotta have black pepper, and I have special grinders that are like push button. You push a button on the top and it will grind the salt and grind the pepper.
Like, there's a motor in there?
Yeah, there's battery powered and there's
Oh,
just like
wow.
a grinder. So it's like the hand grinders, but it's all electric. I saw it on like a TikTok video and I immediately had to go on Amazon and spend $27 for like a pair.
Wait, you guys don't like the physical act of grinding whatever?
I do, but the ease of the push button. You just push a button and it's so satisfying.
All right, all right.
Yeah, so I will add like all those other spices you were talking about, like when I'm cooking, but I don't know. I also like, I guess I don't really care that much, but I just wonder like, is it insulting like to someone who like just cooked you something that'd be like, I'm not even gonna try it. I'm just gonna assume you didn't season it properly and add stuff to it.
How do
Yeah,
you... I always thought it was weird how people they'll add it before even tasting it.
Yeah.
Like there are certain foods that I will put pepper on no matter what, but there are the salt and pepper people that they're putting salt on it. And it's like, bro, it's like I already seasoned that in the pan. I already put a little salt on
How do you guys feel about those giant ass pieces of salt on pretzels?
it. That can be a bit much.
I'm not gonna lie, I definitely scrape off probably about two-thirds of it because there's way too much. But I do enjoy the pieces that are left over.
but doesn't it make you feel like you've shrank a little bit and now the salt is giant?
Yeah, there is that part of it.
Oh my God. Okay, what
We,
about huh?
what about movie theater popcorn where it's so salty that it like makes your lip curl? You know what I'm
Oh
talking
yeah.
about?
like your gums like just sting, your like lips sting, and you're like, man, I need like chapstick before I start eating this stuff.
I don't think my lips ever curled from that. I do love the salt on the popcorn and stuff. What about, this is always bizarre that and this is from this must be a future love, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, where like they have the pizza and then the guy Donatello's like pouring the salt and then they get distracted and the whole time in the shot there's just being filled with salt. I was like, oh my God, that's gonna be very unhealthy. Like even when I was a kid, I was like, that's not right, Donnie, don't eat it, you know.
There's a Futurama episode where Bender wants to cook for everybody, and they're complaining about how salty it is. And he's like, "What are you complaining about? It's only 80% of a lethal dose."
Oh, isn't it weird that they put salt on pavements and roads?
Yeah.
Mean,
So
like, what does
weird.
that do to us then? I don't know.
It's horrible for our rivers and lakes, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's our own rivers and lakes is our veins and arteries. It's bad for
Right.
that too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got yeah. I barely eat salt. I'm surprised I own salt. Like that's something I never think to buy, but I got, but then it's like a gigantic can, you know, the with the girl with the umbrella. Yeah.
When it
Yeah.
rains, it pours.
Morton's.
Morton's, yeah.
Although, on the other hand, iodized salt or whatever, where they put iodine in it, if we didn't have that, we'd all be walking around with goiters. So that's probably a good thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always mean to get the iodized salt, but when I buy salt, I always like I buy the big container of it, and I'm like, well, shit, I'm not gonna buy another one of these for like another 2 years, so I'm not gonna have the iodized salt for a long time.
Is it, do you put something in salt? Wait, can't you save a drowning fly in salt? You ever hear about that?
No. Tell me
Okay,
more.
well, that's it. Like, if you come across a fly that's drowned, you can save its life. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing I heard, but it's a random ass fact.
Is it because like we can float better in salt water than in fresh water, like that kind of thing, or what?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, let's talk about
And they
that.
suddenly stand on it?
The salt water. Isn't that nuts? How we can't drink it, and yet it's everywhere.
It is nuts.
You could go nuts trying to drink that stuff, right? All
They
right.
drink of
Well,
their own urine rather than just drinking a little ocean water.
yeah, I think we should dash off. No, that doesn't work. Does that work? It's a
Think
spice,
that
right?
works. Let's shake the off this topic.
And sneeze from the pepper. That's another weird thing, though. We've been talking about salt. Let's talk about pepper a little bit more. It'll fucking make you sneeze. Isn't that weird?
It is
Like it's a
weird.
universally known thing, but it's like, why? Yeah.
The nose just doesn't want it.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
Yeah.
Like, so the, like there's pepper, like the black seasoning. Then there's like green peppers and red peppers. But like, where does black pepper come from? It comes from peppercorns, but where do the peppercorns come from? Like, I literally have no idea.
Peppercorn cobs. I don't know. Or as we used to call it, maize. All right. Well, let's sneeze away into the next
Let's,
topic.
yeah, let's grind on to something else.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's sexy. Grinded. Okay. Well, I'll go next. Let's get into food some more or change it up. What do you think?
Keep the food train going.
All right, let's go. In quick succession, like an eating contest. So I hate eating contests. I don't know if I've ever been in one. Maybe like a pie eating or something, you know, like when I was a kid or something. But I just grew up with dad being like, oh, hey, don't waste food, eat everything on the plate and shit. Like, what if one day you really needed that biscuit or something? Although I probably would have ate the biscuit, but probably like, some vegetables or something. He's like, hey, eat that and shit like that. So it just makes us out to be wasteful. I assume this is only in America for some reason. I'm sure it isn't, because there's a lot of Asians in this particular sport that just kick ass. I don't understand that, but like apparently like it's the skinnier ones that do the best at these things. It's just like, but also you wouldn't taste it. If you ever see these things happening, they're dunking it in water, and right away I'm like, gross. I don't want to eat anything that's been in water, there's been plenty of choking. I read a list of recent deaths in whatever how many years, it's really sad, because it's supposed to be a fun thing, right? I for some reason okay, so I'd rather see them eating gross stuff instead of just mowing down things that are tasty in quick succession, like I'd re because it's like, what's the point? I doubt you're tasting those wings or something like that, right? I'd rather see them struggle to eat something gross, is what I'm getting at. And then it's so weird that apparently professionally you have to train for months at a time leading up to the one contest. You have to like stretch out your stomach. There's like people like chug water just to expand the stomach, and afterwards it's a whole bunch of shit you're gonna go through, like puking and things are happening in your stomach. I don't remember the terms anymore, but you could just imagine that's really bad for you, And finally, hot dogs are gross. I don't think I'll ever eat a hot dog again. And th they do that for fun. It's fucked up. What do you guys say?
I agree with pretty much everything you said. Like, especially like the food wasting thing. Like, it's just so pointless. And like, especially it's not like there's nobody, like, there's people going hungry. And then we're just like it just makes it so clear that, we're not letting people go hungry because there's not enough food to go around. We're doing it for like whatever other political reasons or whatever. And it just makes that like so glaringly obvious, that it's really frustrating.
Dave, you have to pick up on these moments.
I mean, honestly, I really enjoy them. I think it's I watched his documentary and it was about all about the training aspect of it.
Okay.
And I thought it was super interesting because it was like a sport for like the most unathletic people ever. So like I guess like nowadays you have like esports and like video gaming for unathletic people, but this is like a physical thing that unathletic people can do. And like it was interesting. I saw this documentary about how they would chug gallons of water to expand their stomach to stretch it out. And they would have to let their stomach be stretched out by the water for like 30 minutes, but then they'd have to vomit it back up because otherwise, if they ingested so much water, they would dilute their blood and their basically like the salt and the electrolyte balance in your body would be screwed up if they so they would basically die if they ingested that much water that quickly. So they would have to throw up all the water. But that's what they do in the eating contest too. Like they'll eat 70 hot dogs, like Joey Chestnut will eat 70 hot dogs, and then he goes, to some porta potty around the corner and then just throws it all up. Which is wild because it's like if the competition is to see how much you can eat, I think you got to hold it down for a while,
Yeah, is
right?
there like a time limit that like, all right, you did 10 minutes or whatever, you're
I believe
qualified.
so. I believe, yeah, it's called, and if you do puke up, it's referred to as a reversal of fortune. So, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Have you guys
I
ever eaten anything quickly? I mean, would you guys do this?
have no interest in it. I don't think I've, yeah, I don't think I've even done like anything like an amateur contest or whatever, you know, like kids at school or something. I can't think of anything.
Closest thing would be like drinking beer really fast, like drinking games where you're like chugging beer. That's the closest thing, but no, never with food. It's, I don't know. I like the idea of doing it. Like, I feel like I would, it would make me vomit, and I don't like to vomit. Like, vomiting is the worst thing ever.
That's a good point about the drinking. Is that a would that count as an eating contest? Because Dave, I assume you're referring to the case race that we had like, I don't know, a decade ago or something like that. Do you remember that? You might not because there was beer involved.
Oh yeah, that was legendary. I remember that. I did quite well. I just had a really bad partner.
Did I win? I don't remember. Like I either came really close or won by really close. I don't remember.
I
See,
think you got second
alcohol,
place.
everybody.
I think two people who won, I didn't even know who they were, but they were there, and I think you got second place.
They were cheating because you had to have, right? It was like a guy and two girls in each team or something like that, or like you had to have a girl and they just had, were all dudes or something like that. Not to, you know, I'm sure women can drink as much as men, but like it was just the rules that we had and they didn't adhere to them and they won, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I remember I was paired with a girl and they were a team of two guys. And when it comes to like ingesting beer really fast, that's a man sport right there. You know, if it was wine or, you know, White Claws, the girls can hold their own. But when it comes to beer, all the guys.
We'd be slapping the bag, those girls.
Yeah.
But out of all that stuff, hot dog eating contests, pizza eating contests, any of those never seemed to appeal to you guys. You guys wouldn't even if you're just goofing off, you're like, oh, free food. You know what I mean?
No, it's, it
No.
sounds terrible. The only reason I would watch these competitions is it's the same reason you go to the circus and you go to the freak show. Because you're just like, oh man, this is so crazy and weird.
I watched a video in preparation and it was crazy. It was in Hawaii and there was like a long table, all big Hawaiian dudes, and then this tiny little Hawaiian girl, and she won. Again, she was Asian. I mean, they're Asian, right? Considered whatever. But
Pacific Island.
I wonder what the fucking link is, you know?
Well, it's not like fat people are hollow. You know what I mean? Like their stomach is just gonna push up against like their internal organs and their fat and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I remember like hearing something about one of the hot dog contests getting like super racist. Because like the announcer, which I don't know if that announcer was to blame or not, or what their actual and what they were intention was, but like they were just playing up like, oh, our all-American boy Joey Chestnut against Kobayashi, the, you know, the foreigner or whatever, which, you know, which nationalism, I think it was meant to be in good fun, but then like the crowd starts like shouting like racist slurs and stuff,
Oh,
and
Jesus.
yeah, like it just got bad.
Oh, yeah, and also it seems eating contests attracts a certain type of people. I don't know. I'm trying to be really delicate, but like fairs and stuff. I don't know what I'm saying. But like certain people are like, woohoo, go and do it and shit like
Well, I
that.
think
Bobby, get up there, try.
the contest is on the 4th of July. And that certain crowd of people, I feel like they all just work for the garbage company, like picking up trash. I don't know. It seems like that kind of crowd.
They're patriots, you mean?
Yeah.
Patriots? I don't know. I am really curious. Okay, so John, you said like, oh, they're not, fat people aren't hollow. But okay, but that is interesting that the Asians have a foot up on us, or the whatever. Oh my gosh. This is terrible. Canceled. All right. Well, should we regurgitate and move on? Dave, I think is up. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I am, well, I was just talking about 4th of July. I'm indifferent to holidays and all sorts of holidays. I used to really hate holidays. Like Christmas was stressful. You got to buy a bunch of gifts. Thanks. You got to go and visit family, and you kind of had sometimes you have to cook food and you have to transport food. Like 4th of July, it's like, yeah, there's fireworks, but it's like I gotta go drive in all this traffic and try and find a parking spot and then bring out some lawn chairs and get bit by mosquitoes while I'm waiting for it to get dark and then we can watch the fireworks. There was lots of little things in all these holidays, like Valentine's Day, you gotta buy presents, and Mother's Day and Father's Day to buy cards, and I've always hated that stuff, but I've kind of like reached that point in my life where I'm indifferent to it, and maybe it's just because I've been beaten down by life and I can just accept it, because like I had Valentine's Day, and maybe it's because I'm newly married, so I still got a pep in my step, and like getting a card and some chocolates and a little gift bag. I'm like, it was great. I loved it. And it's like Christmas, it was good. I got Christmas presents. And I'm like, oh man, you get a new pair of socks and new underwear. Just like I got like a VR headset, the Meta Quest.
Whoa.
Like, it's something I would never buy myself. But had like being able to get a Christmas present that was a couple hundred bucks of something that I would never buy myself, I'm like, damn, that was pretty damn good. So it was a good haul, So I've done well the last couple of holidays. So now I'm starting to like them. So what are your guys' views on holidays?
Well, I wanted to ask you about you didn't mention the other big ones, Christmas and Halloween.
Oh, I love Halloween. Halloween is great. You just get to dress up as something stupid. And like, I'm not super creative with dressing up, so I generally just pick like a movie character. So like this year, I went as Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy, Adam Sandler movie. Last year, I think, oh, my wife, she went as Rob Schneider from that movie with the sign that said, "You can do it."
Awesome.
And then last year we were Shrek and Donkey.
Who was who?
I was Shrek and my wife was Donkey.
Yeah,
We were gonna be Shrek and Fiona, but it was funnier if she was Donkey, so she went Donkey.
it is. It's great.
Plus, there's a more realistic bond between those two, anyway. Yeah.
Like the horse and the goat. I will just say real quick that it sounds like you enjoyed it when you were a child, but now adult, you're coming from adult Dave perspective, right? Because you said like, ooh,
Yeah.
socks for Christmas. I'm like, that's not a childhood memory, is it? Like you being happy for socks?
Yeah, like as a kid, it's great if you're getting toys or like a Nintendo game. As an adult, I just love getting gifts of like things I need, but when I go to the store, I don't really venture out into the store that much because I'm trying to be frugal with my money and not spend unwisely. So, like, if I need like new socks or new shirts or new underwear, or new pants or shirts, I will just go years without getting new stuff, but with gifts and holidays, you get some of that stuff, so.
Right. Well, Christmas, I am not, I mean, this native family was not Christian. However, you like to give each other gifts, right? So that was our rationale. Although, we did have the nativity scene. So I think maybe my mom was more familiar with that than we were. And I am technically baptized. Is that the right religion I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It could be.
Now, that being said, it was against my mom's wishes. Like, my dad just like had me for the weekend and like baptized me. My mom's like, "What?" So we have that. Well, I'm technically baptized in my own religion as well, so I'm covered both ways.
I'm
Nice.
hurt.
Putting out the fire was hard at first, but I'm okay now. So again, we're not Christians, but gifts or whatever. Say, okay, and then now we have Thanksgiving. Well, my family, who doesn't like to fucking eat, you know? So we don't talk about like anything controversial. We, maybe politics, like any other family, you know. But like, yeah, we love to eat all that food and shit. And Columbus Day, no, we don't celebrate that at all. We probably, if anything, get a little angry sometimes or around that time. So,
I
what
gotta
do you say,
ask,
John?
your nativity scene for Christmas, was that Jesus in the manger, or was it like Sacagawea's little baby in the
A true nativity scene, native. What
manger?
do you say, John?
Yeah, these days I barely notice the passing of holidays. Like, don't really do anything. I loved them as a kid because, you get to see your grandparents and your cousins and stuff. But I definitely enjoy getting the day off. We just got President's Day off for some reason, which
Yeah,
I'll
thanks,
take it.
Obama.
I'll take it. Like, as far as that goes, like, I wish every holiday of every religion was a day off, but I guess we can't have it all. Yeah, I don't know. I one nice thing of COVID was that, like, I stopped doing gift exchanges with my parents and stuff. Like, the first year we didn't really do anything with them, and we're just like, yeah, let's not do presents anymore. And like, that was actually a nice weight off my back, and it's like, didn't need to do that anymore. Thanksgiving, like, ever since I became vegan, just family event meals have not been fun because
Oh.
they just like it's either like we bring our own stuff and everyone makes fun of us, or I eat like bread. No. And it's like after like 10 years, like my parents just still think it's just a fad or something. I don't know, but they never like accommodate anything. They're like, oh, like our son and daughter-in-law are coming and they don't eat meat. Maybe we should have one dish that doesn't have meat in it, but not so much.
I could kind of see where they're coming from, because if I was your dad, I'd be like, "Oh, this is just like his punk phase. It'll come in and it'll go."
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, what about Halloween? You don't. When's the last time you dressed up?
A couple of years ago, I had long hair, so I dressed up as Jesus. That was kind of fun. I made myself a crown of thorns and put on a bathrobe, tied a rope around it.
How did you do the thorns? Actual thorns?
No, I just took like some twine or something and kind of, like tied it together to, it looked good, trust me.
I would
It was
have
convenient.
updated it. Barbed wire. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what's worse, you dressing up as Jesus or me being baptized in two different religions. Meanwhile, Dave will be the pure one that goes to heaven. Have a good time there, Dave.
Have a seat for you guys, don't worry.
Lick the stamp. We'll do that. Anything else about the holidays? Should we the calendar, flip the
Bring in a new
calendar?
topic.
Yes. What have we got, John? Closer?
Yeah. I love naps. They're great. Like, it's the middle of the day, you're kind of tired, so go to sleep for a little bit and then you're not tired anymore. Like, I don't know what could be better than that. And even in my office at work, we have like this, it's called like a meditation chamber, but there's like a couch in there and you can close the door. So sometimes like I'm at the office and I'll just like take a 20-minute nap in the middle of the day, and it's really nice. And I know like some people can't nap, or if they do, like they have to sleep for like 3 hours or something like that, which I'm glad that's not the case. Like, honestly, like I have a weird thing where like I can be like super tired and groggy, and if I just like get to sleep for like even like a minute or something, it's just like it hits like a reset switch or something, and then you just kind of feel better after that. And I'm not sure what that is, but it's pretty nice.
I heard about that on a, I think it was a Huberman podcast. He's like a neuro doctor or something. He was talking about like for like 10 or 15 minutes, you don't even have to fall asleep. But if you just like turn out the lights and you just close your eyes and you just like kind of rest, it's almost like a meditation. And you'll get like regenerative effects of like a nap, even though you didn't fall asleep.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I feel like
I
Dave's
also,
connection's falling asleep.
yeah, it is.
It
I
is.
also heard about this thing that I've done on accident and now I do on purpose sometimes, where it's like a coffee nap. So you like drink some coffee or something caffeinated, and then you like take a 20-minute nap, and then when you wake up, you're both refreshed from the nap and the caffeine's kicking in, so you get like a double bonus.
That's awesome, man. Okay, well, I only have a few things to say about it. The positives is, if I were to take a nap and I wake up, it's like a brand new day, you know? Like it seems like you lost a day, but in a good way. I don't know how to describe it, but it definitely feels like time travel. 'Cause like I don't take a lot of naps. I really don't. And that'll bring up this other thing where have you heard about naps being linked to Alzheimer's dementia at all?
Oh no. Which way? I have not heard that.
So, something about the cognitive shutdown and then the reboot. I don't know the terms anymore, but, I dated someone and her family all have dementia eventually, right? And she took a lot of naps. That's like every single day she would nap. And she knows that that's part of her future. But I don't think we've ever knew then that naps were part of it. But I just remember her napping a lot. So that's bizarre. That's a little spooky.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Go on, someone else. That's all I gotta say right now.
Like I used to work overnight shifts, like third shift, and naps were like crucial. Like on my day off, I was up and then I'd fall asleep, and you'd only sleep, for 4 hours or something. And then you like go about your day, and but then you got to take a nap, and like naps were super crucial for me to be able to. It's like, well, I got a 12-hour shift coming up. If I can just catch like an hour nap before I go into work, I'll have a great night at work. But if I don't get that hour nap before I go into work, it's going to be miserable. Now I'm working first shift, so like I really don't nap at all. But there is like sometimes if I wake up early on a Saturday or Sunday, there's something if you it's a rainy day, if you could take that rainy day nap, there's nothing better than a rainy day nap. Like where it's just dark and cloudy and you can hear the rain outside and the little thunder in the distance. It's nice.
Oh, okay. So I also consider napping as like the future of like an old man, you know, like at Thanksgiving, you see the old man, like, you know, like, oh, you know, he's just napping and shit like that. And it's not something he wants. It's just something that happens. And I feel like that's part of the future where I'm like, I'm not really gonna enjoy that, you know? Yeah.
No, I'm talking like fully like intentional, like laying on the couch or laying on the bed. I'm not talking about like dozing off in your chair.
But that's, I mean, don't you have like people in your family, the older ones do that? They're just like,
Oh yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking
yeah.
about.
You're not gonna like it when it's against your will. You're just tired. Like, that sucks, man.
You're gonna wake up and
Sure.
be like, what time is it? And it's like
Yeah.
8 o'clock, and we're like, in the morning, at night? You have no idea.
Should we leave some? Oh my gosh, something. Z's. I
Hit the snooze
don't
button.
know. Yeah, let's go down another layer of this dream. Oh, wait, that's referring to the other podcast, Inception. We were talking about Inception. Anyways, I'll go. Let's see here. Okay, my indifference is gambling. I just gotta say that I hardly ever win, so I've never enjoyed the idea of gambling, you know, where it's like immediately like the wool. I never even had wool on my eyes. I'm just like, can I have that wool? They're like, no. I'm like, God damn it. But what I'm getting at is like, oh, this is a scam. I hate this. You know, like I just fortunately, ironically, never win a fortune. You know what I mean? To get me addicted to that high, you know, oh, let it ride and shit like that. I'm also terrible at cards, or I think they're boring. Poker's interesting because it's all about like it's mental, you know, you're reading people's ticks or whatever. You also have to hide your own. That's interesting to me. However, I'm very bad at that. And really, I was just like, oh, I'm an actor. I should be able to know. I'm just, I can't, I don't know what's going on, but someone who I play with always can tell that I'm bullshitting or whatever, you know. And then finally, when it comes to well, not finally, but there's, you know, slot machines, right? Fucking, you can't pull the rod anymore, the little the stick, you know, the one-arm bandit. You just press a button now, and it's all like on a smartphone of sorts. They're really cool looking, these gambling machines. But you can't pull the thing down. And to me, it's just like, well, give me something. I'm not gonna win, you know? Just give me that little thing. Scratch tickets. I know plenty of people who buy, or you know, Powerball, shit like that. They're like, it's gonna, you know, when I win, and it's always like when. And people have been saying this for fucking years and they've never won. If they had, you couldn't tell. You know, they certainly hide that shit. I'm pretty sure I don't know anyone who's won. It's just like this delusion. It's like every day, gotta go buy that ticket. And I'm not trying to dog on any of them, but that's just not my view of it. I just don't think I would ever win because I never do anyways. So what do you guys say?
Yeah, I used to go in college to the casino. That was just a thing we would do, like on the weekend, like just go for the evening, stay there all night, and then get like breakfast and come back. And I never like saw it as like, oh, I'm gonna make money. Like it was just like, oh, well, I'm gonna go spend, you know, like as little as possible over this amount of time. And then, you know, but it's just like a thing you're doing with friends. Now like I've gone to Vegas for work trips and stuff, and I'll only gamble if like everybody I'm with, like that's what they want to do. And even then, like there's like certain games you can play, like Pai Gow, just poker is a good one where it's pretty much 50-50, so you can just kind of sit there forever and stay even, and then hopefully they like bring free drinks around and stuff to make it worth your while. But I hate like actual poker because like it's I like card games where it's about the cards, and with poker, like I'm not good at reading people and I'm not good at bluffing, and I just, yeah, that's not a skill set I have, and I don't really enjoy it.
Like with gambling, like I've had a couple of coworkers that say like, oh yeah, like I like going to the casino, and you can tell that they kind of got the bug, you know, or the itch where they love to gamble, and they'll talk about like slot machines, and they're like, yeah, I won 15,000 one time, and I'm just like I don't even believe them. It's like the people who talk about like how they went fishing and they caught this huge fish. And I'm just like, all right, you're gonna have to show me a picture of it. Otherwise, I just don't believe you. Because, like, every time I've gone to the lake, I've caught nothing. And every time I go to the casino, I win nothing. And I never see anyone win anything. So if you claim that you won something, I just don't believe you. And like you were saying, Vince, like, they don't have the handles anymore. And it's not like the movies, like you don't get all like the golden coins that come out and you gotta catch in a bucket. Like it's all just, oh, it prints out a little receipt and it tells you, oh, you've got $42 left, and you take the receipt up to the next machine and feed it in. And that's lame. And like with poker, I really like poker. It's fun to play. But like my problem is like even like the best poker players in the world, they're only like upping their odds by like a couple percent, you know? Because you can play a hand perfectly, but if the wrong card comes up next, then well, you lost and the other guy wins. And the only like sports or the only gambling I like is would possibly be sports gambling because I like to watch sports. So like to bet on like a UFC fight or a basketball or football game is kind of cool. But at the same time, it's totally random. Like even like with almost all sports, it's incredibly difficult to be able to predict who's going to win. In Vegas, they have experts who kind of shape the odds to make sure that it's always even. So that kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit.
So yeah, one thing like gambling is good for, and you know, I'm talking like low dollar amounts, but just to make you care about something you otherwise wouldn't have cared about at all. So like all of a sudden I care about the outcome of this game or whatever, and that makes it way more fun to watch the game.
Bingo's cute. I never win, but those get those little daubers and stuff. And like my grandma's a big bingo nut, and she always goes and stuff. She had her own daubers. That's cool. Oh, I will have to say, Native American here in our tribe, you might have heard of some tribes owning casinos. My tribe does. So whenever I hear like the jokes like, oh, Native Americans off to go gamble, I'm like, actually no. I encourage gambling because that'll help me out in the end, you know. But I don't in fact gamble. In fact, that probably makes it even more useless. You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
I've
So.
heard people refer to going to the casino as donating to the Indians.
Heard that one too. While being chased.
As
As in
in
being pursued.
chastity.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anything else about gamma? Oh, Dave, you mentioned the UFC thing. It's so bizarre that that's on commercials now. Like, hey, vote or not vote, but gamble on this. Don't we have a gambling? Don't people have gambling problems? It's so bizarre that it's just put on the TV saying, what's that website? What's it
It's
called?
like DraftKings
Yeah.
is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's weird because they've like nationally they've taken down like a lot of the gambling regulations in sports, like nationwide. But the problem is there's lots of states that don't allow have like special regulations. So now it's all up to the states. And like you guys live in Wisconsin, I believe, and there's still lots of regulations on sports gambling. I live in Oklahoma, there's a lot of regulations. But like if you live in like the East Coast or the West Coast, I think their regulations are a lot more lax. So like they can bet on cool stuff, but like in Oklahoma, I can go on DraftKings, but like I can only do like a fantasy football version of UFC betting where I have to pick the winners of like six or eight different fighters and fights. So it like takes out the fun. I just want to bet on one guy,
Oh
not the
yeah.
entire card. So like I don't know. Like I don't even get the like the good version of it. Like some people get the good version of it, but where I live, I don't get a good version of it.
You ever listen to a podcast where they advertise DraftKings and they have to spend like 45 seconds at the end, like talking about all the regulations in the different states and like where you can call for gambling addiction and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like it's so, seriously like you have to like hit the skip ahead 30 button twice to get through it all.
Counting cards. My sister can do that. She worked at a casino as a dealer, and she just picked up the, she knows how to do it. And it's so bizarre because, some people are like, hey, you're counting cards, get the fuck out of here, or I'll fucking break your hands in the back or something like that, But isn't that bizarre that that is illegal? I mean, if there's like, how is that technically wrong, you
Is
know?
it actually illegal, or is it just the casino has the right to kick you out?
Oh, I guess it's not illegal, right? But like, it's such a bizarre rule or whatever, you know? Oh man.
Yeah, anything where you try to give yourself an advantage, even if it's within the rules, like you're just making an observation and counting in your head, just because it gives the odds slightly in your favor, they're like, we ain't gonna allow it.
Yeah, so bizarre.
What about the horse track? You ever go to that?
No, but I want to just so when I lose, I could tear it up, tear the tickets up. That looks fun to me. It really does. That'd be cool.
My wife's uncle used to work at the one around here, and we actually had a really fun day where I took some friends there, and like he showed us around, and we got to go up the room where the guy was like calling the race and stuff, and like that's an amazing skill, like keeping track of all those horses and what their names are and all that stuff.
Yeah,
And they're
because
like
they're
an
all like
auctioneer, they talk very fast. Yeah.
that's great.
I don't really like gambling myself. However, like two of my favorite movies are Casino, with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. And then also I love Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yes, yes.
Like just awesome like Las Vegas movies.
Yeah, and I think in a way this is a deja vu because John brought up Vegas a couple episodes ago or whatever. And again, like there's nothing there for me. Maybe I'll take in a show, but like gambling, I don't care. Prostitutes, maybe. I don't know, but I don't like those either, you know? So it would probably like, oh, I'll go watch the Beatles circus to whatever De La Palma. What is it called?
Cirque du
Circus,
Soleil.
Cirque Soleil. Okay. Yeah. Well, Domino's, motherfucker. Do we have anything else? Are we done? I think we're done, right?
We're done,
Yeah.
yeah.
Woo.
Let's cash out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh.
And for you listeners, like, subscribe, comment. This was a Few Goldilocks Bears podcast with Vincent Cloud
John Nemitz
and David Lauer.